Real jihad only happens when the side that you're fighting with is the army of infidels or disbelievers. Infidels are the people who consider associates for Almighty God. And disbelievers are the people who deny the existence of the pure nature of God. If jihad is against Mu'awiyah, who pretends to be faithful, it's religiously allowed. But if, God forbid, Ali campaigns for a fight against the Prophet's household and his companions, it is not, I'm telling you, not allowed.
Oh, Sheikh. Ali's target is Mu'awiyah. Ali wants to fight with Mu'awiyah as he doesn't want to pledge allegiance. There's no ambiguity in this clear and evident matter, so it doesn't need ambivalent decrees.
You're a young man from a high-ranking tribe. I said fighting with Mu'awiyah is religiously allowed, not prohibited. The decree for something that is allowed is very clear. When something is allowed, the doer of the action is free to do it or not. A person who fights a war that is allowed is equal to a person who doesn't. In either case, it doesn't have any reward or punishment.
The enemies of Ali are the enemies of the Messenger of God. Mu'awiyah doesn't pledge allegiance to the Caliph who was appointed as the Caliph because the people insisted. Is it anything but enmity with God's religion? Is fighting with the enemies of religion optional? Oh, people! I've been wandering around Kufa aimlessly for some time now. Ash'ari gives me ambiguous answers. If you're committed to the allegiance to the Caliph, I read this decree for you. If you're committed to Ash'ari's allegiance, he just announced his own decree. If you want me to go, I'll go right away.
Abu Musa, if you're hiding something, tell us so we'll know about it.
It isn't hidden from God. And you better know it as well. Yes, I'm hiding something.
I have a question, Sheikh. Does our religion have clear guidelines on the Prophet's household? Oh, doesn't it?
Of course it does. Our religion hasn't even forgotten our toenails. It has traditions, and it has principles.
Ali and Aisha are both members of the Prophet's household. they are fighting for inheritance. So read the decree and put an end to this fight.
This is the mother of the faithful. Aisha's request from you, the people of Kufar. She has written, whoever has joined Mohammed's religion should support Mohammed's household. Abba al-Hassan wants to fight with us. May God protect us. Oh, man, you know your sister's seal. Isn't it the mother of the faithful seal? Is it? Or isn't it?
Why are you crying, Mother?
Nothing.
Oh. You are the leader of a caravan, aren't you? Isn't it shameful that you're scared of a dog's barking?
I'm not scared.
Has someone's camel died?
Asma's luck has died.
Your father was a man of God. Your sister is the mother of the faithful. Your husband is the sword of our religion, and your son is the deputy of the caliph. Your luck is as high as the sky. Why are you so ungrateful, Mother?
I'm miserable because of my good luck.
That was really funny.
It is not funny. You're the son of words and the sword. There were nights when I was the lady of a lively home. I had a burning stove. Listen. To the dogs, they're alive and barking.
Don't worry about it. The sound of life is louder in Basra.
Where have we camped out?
Hoab. Its dogs make scary sounds.
What's going on? What's happened? Was it the mother of the faithful who screamed?
The mother of the faithful is distraught.
Why?
She asked me where this place is. She said the dogs were making scary sound. I told her it's Hoab. She screamed and ripped the collar off her own dress. She's changed her mind. She wants to return.
You stupid man. This place isn't Hoab.
I asked those Arabs who live in the desert. This is Hoab.
This region isn't Hoab.
Then where is it?
Wherever it isn't Hoab.
Isn't it?
You don't know about it, Abdullah. You don't know. The prophet was saying about Hoab and his dogs. He once told your aunt, Aisha, never let the dogs in Hoab bark at you. And tonight is that very night.
Really? If you knew about this saying, why did you let us camp out in this place?
You'll never remember some of the sayings before you encounter them. Go, 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 calm her down, go. Go, boy.
What's the problem, Caliph-to-be?
Nadan, you better tell everyone in the army that we're in the vicinity of Basra, and we're not in Hoab.
I'll do as you said.
Why are you frightened? Are you upset because of your companion's deception? For your old companions, your wool is worth more than your life. The failed caliph wants to make the gear of the government from your wool. Askar. Take my advice. You have to go wild and throw off your rider. Then the problem will be solved. In this army, no one understands our problem. Come. And drink wine with me tonight. Being lonely is like poison for me. Come. Come. We'll drink together. This is the medicine that soothes my soul. This is the medicine that soothes my soul.
Hey, neighbor, did you take my sword by any chance?
What do I need your sword for?
Then where's my sword?
What do you want in Basra?
I want to buy some properties. Garden, house, shelter. But I'm not sure about the mother of the faith.
Where is she?
In her tent.
I will go and tell the mother of the faithful.
It is absolutely incredible. I've seen strange things from this animal. You won't believe it unless you see it with your own eyes. It doesn't let any non-Muslims ride it at all. And it will never go to war unless it is a jihad. It will never roar for anything besides God's sake. Its wool is a blessing. Its breath cures any disease. We have to value it. We have to be fearful of its rage.
Go inside, please.
You should never break your allegiance to it because you'll be struck with a severe punishment. Anyone who carries around with him a strand of its hair will be safe from the evil eye. What are you doing? Foolish people.
Hey. What did you do with the camel's droppings?
I burn it instead of incense. Smell it.
Mm, really smells good.
Mmm. It smells like perfume.
Wow. As long as these idiots exist, we shouldn't be afraid of Ali.
Hakim, why are you raising your voice? Have you come here to make the mother of the faithful upset? How dare you break the sanctity of the messenger of God's widow?
You were the ones who broke her sanctity as you made her sit on a camel as you were taking her from town to town.
Have you come here for a fight? Have you?
You can think of it any way you wish.
We've come here for consultation so we could sit down and talk. Why are you making things complicated?
You see, Osman? You see? He tells me things that suit himself best.
Are you angry? If you're really angry, you can draw your sword.
Put it back, Sheikh. Put it back.
No, Tala.
Any Arab can draw a sword. If Arabs had the skill of doing good deeds instead of drawing a sword, you and I would be sitting in the shade of a market now, and we would be eating fruit and thinking about the future, not so?
Sit down, Sheikh. Sit down. Followers of Ali always listen to the words of truth. Did Ali force you to pledge allegiance, or did you pledge allegiance out of your own free will? Did Ali behead Omar's son after he refused to swear allegiance? If you really want to seek revenge for the murdered Caliph's blood, do you know his murderers? Should I tell you why you rushed to seek revenge? A murderer makes more noise than the rest of the people just to make others distracted. I swear to God that the murderers of the Caliph are among the companions of the red-haired camel that has become the golden calf and perhaps has blessed droppings that can soothe pain. What's happened that after years of fighting in the path of God, you've broken up with God and have joined a camel? Sheikh, why are you taking your army to Basra?
It wasn't our decision to go to Basra. They invited us here. Some people in Basra have promised to help the mother of the faithful.
To fight with Ali?
We haven't come here to fight.
If you haven't come here to fight, why does the mother of the faithful want me to surrender the town? I've sworn allegiance to Ali. Isn't betrayal an ugly tradition? Do you want us to find the murderers of the Caliph?
We would like to talk to Ali. You are our hosts, and we are your guests. We'll stay here until Ali comes. We promise that we'll stay with you like your brothers.
Okay. We also promise you.
I wish we had opted for war. Those envious, hostile people would never remain committed to their pledge.
Hakim, don't forget Ali's recommendation. As long as our tongues can cut, our swords will remain in their sheaths.
Ali is Zubair's cousin. We haven't come here to trade Basra for a sermon.
Stop it, lizard son. We'll break our allegiance.
Should we break our allegiance?
Yes.
On what grounds, Abdullah?
We're in Basra. The mother of the faithful has designated me as the prayer leader of these people. So I am the one who should lead the prayers for the people, not Osman ibn Hunayf.
If we gain control over Basra's treasury, we can make the people in Basra pledge allegiance with gold. Basra's treasury can solve the problem. The glitter of its gold will make the people blind and dumb. I agree.
We'll attack them during the morning prayers.
Oh God, your witness to the oppression of these people. These thugs were the ones who started this eternal fight.
It's a windfall, so you have to give it up, Ibn Hunayf. If you had fought with your sword to get this position, now you would be fighting tooth and nail to save it.
The innocent Caliph's son deserves more than all of us to take revenge. Aban, finish him all.
Wait! Wait! Aban, our mother wants to talk to you.
You're ominous, man. You bring bad luck. I wish you'd broken your leg, Walid. It wasn't the right time to come here.
Marwan, gold. Gold. We can equip hundreds of armies with this gold stash.
Whee! Yeah!
Walid, have you gone mad? Muhammad. Rip his beard off. Oh, son of Hunayf, how does the governorship in the palace taste?
Start talking, son of Hunayf. How dare you raise your voice for Tala, the source of goodness? I'm Tala's son.
The companions of the camel, who have broken their allegiance, have taken your governor as a hostage and have ripped his beard off. You, the well-reputed warriors of the Rabia tribe, the sons of courageous Arab, you have to be ready for war. You saw how we treated the companions of the camel, and you saw with your own eyes what the host killer tribe did to us. You saw their dirty behavior. You also heard about their harmful call on you. You saw with your own eyes how they turned a red-haired camel into an oppressor god. Basra is ours! If they want to resemble us to anything, I have no doubt that the Rabia's tribe is like a fire. We will make shields out of our bones. We will melt the meat off of the hardest camels. Everybody knows that the Rabia tribe is exemplary in raising buffaloes. And when its wheat is grown on another land, every grain will yield hundreds of grains. Push the infidel usurpers out of your home! This hypocritical, corrupt tribe won't have mercy on your wives and daughters. Kick them out! We have pledged allegiance to the Caliph. Making a compromise with Ali's enemies is a betrayal to ourselves. You cannot be afraid of the death that will take you to visit your prophet. I swear to the god of Kaaba, even if none of you will help me, I'll go to help the son of Kaaba on my own!
Who did it to you, O son of Jabalé?
I am still loyal to him. I am still loyal to him. I am still loyal.
Oh. Ali is the reason behind your misery. You're disgraced.
I don't know who you look like. But I know that you are the son of hypocrisy. And power. If you weren't blind, you wouldn't deny a son like Ali that shines all. That shines all over the world.
Hey!
Hi.
Who are you?
Joseph of Canaan.
Why are you in the well?
I'm a prisoner.
What's your crime?
Knowing too much.
Who's your god?
There's only one god, not two.
Who am I?
The daughter of Kufa.
Am I beautiful?
Not that much.
Who's my husband?
A prince who's the hostage of myths.
What's my problem?
Loneliness.
What's my dream?
To have wings to fly.
How far?
As far as Kaaba, as far as Basra.
Why Basra?
To see the person who's riding Askar.
Askar? Who's Askar?
It's a red-haired camel whose rider is a person named Ayesha.
You don't understand! You don't understand! I wished to be Ayesha!
This is the commander of the faithful's heart-to-heart talk with you. I am leaving my house while I'm either an oppressor or oppressed. Either I'm a rebel, or the people have disobeyed me. Those who received my letter should never forget God. Rush towards me. If I'm a righteous person, help me. If I'm an evildoer, stop helping me. Stop it. Ali was waiting for the help of you people of Kufa in Rabazeh, but you didn't join him. I saw that he was going towards Zikar with a broken heart. Do you want to stop supporting the son of Kaaba?
Ammar, Ashari has issued a decree saying that fighting against Muawiyah is religiously allowed, but fighting against Ayesha is prohibited. The people in Kufa are scared of fighting with the companions of the red-haired camel.
If you follow Ashari's decree, you'll be a loser in this world and the next. Ashari has lost the truth. That old man is like a shaky pillar. Don't lean on him. Ash'ari isn't a trustworthy mufti. If you make threats against him in broad daylight, he'll issue a decree to declare it's nighttime. He turned his back on God as he's scared of the servants of God.
Hey, Ammar. Don't insult our leader.
Insult? Did Ash'ari read God's decree for you? What would you do if two groups of reliable people fight with each other? First, you should try to correct them. If a group of people oppresses another group, you should fight with the oppressors until they follow God's order.
The Sheikh's here.
Go. Go to your homes. Leave Quraysh alone. Go, go! This war is a war between Abd Manaf's sons, a war between Bani Hashim and Bani Umayyad, a war of inheritance. Oh, people of Kufa, don't let your blood be wasted away like that. Let the people of Quraysh resolve their own differences. I have a question, Ammar. What is Ali going to do with the Prophet's household and his companions?
Ali hopes those people will repent.
Should they repent from a sin that they haven't committed? Is it a sin to seek revenge for the helpless caliph who had repented?
Seeking revenge for the blood of an eternal caliph is a sin. Ali promised that he'll solve the government's problems and he'll bring the murderers of the caliph to justice, didn't he? He turned down those who had offered to help him, but they were suspected of murdering the caliph. Those who sought revenge attacked Basra for no reason. They ripped off Osman ibn Hunayf's beard. They pierced Hakim ibn Jabaleh's chest, like Hamza, the master of the martyrs, although I'm not saying they're similar. Despite the injustice, Ali Zulfiqar is still in its sheath. Oh, people of Kufa, in this uproar caused by Osman's bloodstained shirt, Ali feels the suffering more than anybody else. By breaking their allegiance, The companions of the camel have forced Ali to look into a well and cry over the disunity within Muhammad's Ummah. Anyone who listens with their heart would hear Ali crying.
Ash'ari, did Talha and Zubair pledge allegiance to Ali?
Yes, they pledged allegiance.
So what happened that they broke their allegiance to Ali?
I don't know.
You don't know? We'll leave you alone so you'll know.
Oh, OJ, you are the son of a generous man. Say something.
Should we be with Ali or with Ayesha?
The Tahid tribe has sworn allegiance to Ali.
Should we be with Ali or with Ayesha?
The Tahid tribe will do whatever Oday says.
The Tahid tribe won't leave the messenger of God's cousin alone. Oh, Oday, should we go to Zikar?
We'll go to Zikar.
It's prohibited. Fighting against the mother of the faithful, Aisha, is religiously prohibited. Attacking the Prophet's household is prohibited. Anyone who intentionally kills a faithful person will go straight to hell. You, the people of Kufar, are the sons of the Helper Companion. Don't smear your hands with this eternal disgrace. It's a sorrow. It's a sorrow. It's a disaster.
Isn't it a disgrace you want to fight with a woman?
You don't need to fight. You can sit here and just hear about it.
What will you do?
I'll go to Zikar.
Oh, where are they? Where are my shoes?
On the other side of history. Oh, Sheik, why are you walking barefoot and grieving here? Nothing is worth being worried about at all.
After all these useless and dark verses, show me a miracle so I can break the neck of lies and infidelities with this cave.
If you trust me, I'll show you a miracle.
Get lost, you idiot! Stop your fallacies, you wretch!
It's useless.
I do not understand. So why are they going towards Basra? Didn't you hear Ali's message to the people
Sheik,
of Kufar?
The people in
Should
Kufa won't go anywhere if you don't allow them.
Not to Basra.
In Kufa, someone should always take the first step. Occupy Abu Musa's mansion. Don't touch him or his assets. Ah.
Have I become ugly? You've become pale, like a ghost.
What's the medicine to cure it?
Henna.
Shut up. You don't understand. You have to say blood.
So where's Abu Musa?
It's me. I'm Abu Musa. I'm Abu Musa Ashari.
I don't believe you. You're a worthless cloak. Abu Musa was a bridge to piousness. Do you think that this worthless cloak has swallowed up Abu Musa? Do you see that? The cloak's feet are shaking with fear. These feet are supposed to walk through the road to justice. In the black market of power, the cloak traded its pure heart for a throne. Don't you believe it? I'll show you. I want to know if it's day. Or if it's night. Give me your answer.
I don't know. Should it be day or should it be night?
It's night.
It's night.
Did you hear that? In broad daylight, the Grand Mufti said it's nighttime just out of fear for his old life.
Malek! I do not deserve to be ridiculed like this, in front of these people.
You disgraced me in front of Ali. Did I deserve that?
But Ali!
Get out! Amar, the army of Kufa will go to Ziqua tomorrow.